Hello.
Hi, Paul. This is Rebecca with ASHRAE Journal.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Great. Thank you for joining us on Hot Air.
Anytime. Happy to talk with you.
Article for the journal this month on decarbonization, and I wanted to talk with you about it for a few minutes.
That would be great.
First of all, what is decarbonization?
So decarbonization is the process of taking the energy supplies that we use as a world today, which is probably about 80% of our total energy supplies around the globe, and basically making them so that they don't emit carbon dioxide as part of their combustion process. So, and we say that, right, because combustion inherently emits carbon dioxide. So really, we're trying to reduce those fuels that have that kind of outcome.
What are some of the differences between thinking about decarbonization in new buildings compared to in existing buildings?
The difference between new and existing, conceptually, we're trying to do the same thing, right? Trying to eliminate appliances and heating and cooling systems that use fossil fuels. The catch, though, is that existing buildings are existing and you need to make changes. Whereas new buildings, since you're kind of starting from a blank slate, is easier. You've got the electrical capacities normally, you've got space to put the equipment. You can design the building to use that decarbonized technology.
So when you're working in a retrofit application, what are some of the things you can do to bring decarbonization into the building?
So that's a really good question. First and foremost, look at energy efficiency opportunities in a building. Typically, we start with the envelope, right? Do you have the right amounts of insulation in the building? Do you have the right kind of glazing? Some of those can be really hard to work on. Even just tuning up the controls and getting the building to work as it was designed often can save energy. And if you can save energy, especially the heating energy, that directly reduces the amount of fossil fuels you need. So that's kind of the first step. But often that's limited to kind of 20, 30% of it. So now what do you do next? So now you really have to look at that heating equipment. And part of it is, instead of looking at the heating equipment, I like people to think about, what are you using for cooling now? And how can I take that cooling technology and make it also a heating appliance, i.e. go to a heat pump?
So tell me about some of the interesting projects you've seen that incorporate decarbonization strategies.
So there's definitely a lot of people interested in decarbonization. And as a result, there's some pretty innovative projects going on. There's certainly the classic taking your cooling system and converting it to a heating system, as we talked about a minute ago. Even if you don't get rid of the boiler, using the chiller or heat pump as the primary heating source and really minimizing that. Those are going on every day and lots of those. But there's some other really interesting things going on. People are looking at the heat that's in sewer water and actually capturing that heat as it goes past the building and using it to drive a heat pump to help heat the building. There's a really interesting project going on north of Denver where they're taking the sewer wastewater after it's been cleaned and treated. Normally, it would just get dumped right into the river. And they're taking that and taking some of the heat out of it to heat this large complex and then dumping slightly cooler water back into the river. One of the advantages of that is that not only are we getting the heat for that complex in a decarbonized way, but we're also putting the water closer to what its natural temperature would have been, which helps the ecosystems of the river. So there's kind of a win multiple ways by doing something like that. That's one of the more innovative ones that I've seen. There's also cases where people are taking, food waste and converting it into methane, and rather than that methane just being released like in a landfill, burning that methane, and yes, that does produce some carbon, but it's a lot less than the methane, and getting electricity out of it. So there's definitely some interesting and creative ideas out there that are coming. And some of this is just innovation is happening every day around this.
That is interesting. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I really appreciate your joining me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I'm Rebecca Matusovsky, ASHRAE Journal's technical editor, and you've been listening to Hot Air.